As we look in on that old mansion of Inverness, the sun is setting. The dark shadows are slowly creeping across the green hills of Inverness. We can see Jack Flanders out for his evening stroll, enjoying the autumn air and the descending dusk. He stops. He listens to a dog barking from somewhere far across the rolling hills.
You know, with all the craziness that's been going on, still, my life is pretty good. I'm strangely happy here. Maybe it's because I've returned to where it all began. I feel like I'm home.
A wolf howls. The moon is rising. The night is rapidly approaching. He continues on, walking back to that dark Victorian mansion with its three towers now silhouetted by the moon.
It's that music again.
And there before his eyes is a fourth tower, a ghostly tower that appears to be forming out of the gathering mist. Jack begins to run. He's headed back to the mansion. He has less than 4 minutes to enter that tower before the music will end. He hurries down the steps into the cellar. He pushes aside the cobwebs, and there is the mirrored door. He flings open the door and stops. Jack is standing before a large oval mirror. A bluish-white light emanates from deep within. He steps back and then plunges headlong through the oval mirror and into the fourth tower of Inverness. And there before him is space, with clouds lazily floating below. But beyond are steps leading up into the tower.
I'll be darned. Someone has put that aluminum extension ladder back across the space. Well, the music is about to end. There's no time to muse.
Jack hurries across the wobbly ladder and up the steps that seem to spiral endlessly upward. He continues on, past torches that appear as though they've been burning for centuries, past the first level, the second level, the third, the fourth, on up he goes. Then finally, at the seventh level, he stops. He listens.
No, the music isn't coming from here.
Onward he climbs. At the ninth level, again he stops. He listens.
Nope, not here.
He continues on. And finally, at the 11th level, he stops. Again, he listens.
Nothing.
And so upward he goes. But when he reaches the 12th level, the music ends.
Oh, now I don't know where it was coming from.
And so a dejected Jack is about to return back down the spiral staircase when behind him, a door slowly opens.
Well, this is convenient. Maybe a little too convenient.
Jack cautiously steps through the open doorway. Standing on a raft is an old man. He appears to have been waiting for Jack. He smiles. He gestures to step aboard. Jack hesitates. But the old man has a friendly and a somewhat familiar face. Jack steps onto the raft. The ferryman takes up his pole, and they slowly drift off with the current. Where he is headed, where the river will take him, we'll never know.